here online and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. A very good evening to you. In this bulletin, points for most college courses have increased in 2020 compared to last year. But the academic registrar at Letterkenny IT says further education is a very good place to be right now. We'll have more details about the point requirements in Letterkenny IT. Micheál Martin hits back at internal criticism from some of his TDs. The most vociferous opponent has been Mark McSharry, a Sligo Leitrim South Donegal TD. Micheál Martin has hit back at what he's been saying. The Foreign Affairs Minister says it's still possible for the UK to agree a very basic trade deal, and a 41-year-old man is convicted of the murder of a Strabane native in Dublin. All those stories to follow. Later in the bulletin, we'll have the sports with Oisin Kelly. That's coming up at around 5:15. And also on Nóachta with Colm Ferriter. That's coming up shortly after 5:20 this evening. We begin with the publication this afternoon of points requirements for college courses, and over 53,000 people began receiving their round one offers this afternoon. Just over half of the applicants for level 8 courses received offers in the first round. As expected, there's been an increase in points requirements for many courses. At Letterkenny Institute of Technology, the highest points requirements are 400 for general nursing, 357 for psychiatric nursing, and 326 for intellectual disability nursing. Not everyone who receives those points will receive offers. The next highest requirement is for computer science at 317. There is a full list of LOIT point requirements for all Level 8 and Level 7 and 6 courses on our website, highlandradio.com. Well, Billy Bennett is the academic registrar at Letterkenny IT. He's also a member of the board of the CAO. He says even with social distancing and all the problems at the moment, further education is a good place to be right now.
The alternatives for students are a little bit stark this year. So in other years, other than the option of further education or apprenticeships, students might have considered taking a year out or travelling. And of course, travel and work for part-time for students is not a great option in the current year. So I'd strongly encourage students to consider taking up a place. There's great opportunities this year, and particularly with additional places now available.
Micheál Martin has hit back at internal criticism from some of his TDs at a Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party meeting which took place yesterday. Sligo Leitrim and South Donegal TD Mark McSharry said Leo Varadkar was running rings around him in press conferences. He also said that Taoiseach has a teacher-to-pupil style relationship with his TDs, and he suggested the party is in trouble. Well, this afternoon, Micheál Martin hit back.
To be very clear, from the very outset, since I formed the cabinet and appointed my ministers, Mark McSharry has made it clear that he's dissatisfied. He's entitled to his views. I disagree, of course, with them. And I focus on the issues of substance, such as dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic. Dealing also, of course, with the challenges of Brexit.
Well, speaking of Brexit, the Foreign Affairs Minister says it's still possible for the UK to agree a very basic trade agreement with the EU. Tensions continue to grow between both sides after Britain threatened to change the Brexit withdrawal agreement this week. 3 days of talks also took place between EU and UK negotiators on a trade agreement. Simon Coveney says he believes a form of deal is still possible before December.
The best case scenario that we can achieve before the end of the year will be a very basic and pretty thin trade agreement that avoids tariffs and quotas, that has a level playing field agreed, that has a governance arrangement that can deal with disputes when they can occur in a way that's seen as independent and fair, and has a fisheries agreement. I think that is sort of bare bones, but I think it's achievable.
A 41-year-old man has been convicted of the murder of a father of five in the Sunset House pub in Dublin. Strabane native Michael Barr died after being shot 7 times at close range in a murder that lasted no more than 15 seconds. David Hunter, with an address at Duquesne Road, White City, London, has been found guilty at the non-jury special criminal court. His DNA was found in a mask in a car involved in the shooting, which was part of the Hutch Kinahan feud. The victim's father, Colin Barr, spoke outside the court today.
But it took a human life, like, at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. Killing for money. You know, it's ridiculous. You know, with the family, they do love and fear retribution from the Kinahans. But I don't fear them. You know, they can do what they want. I mean, it's got no place in Ireland as a modern society. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Police in Tyrone have arrested a 37-year-old man in relation with a video which appears to show a child driving a lorry on a motorway. It was uploaded to Snapchat and is understood to have been filmed on the M1 near Dungannon. It looks like the boy is steering in the driver's seat. The PSNI say they arrested a man in the Cookstown area earlier today and he remains in custody. Two Greencastle-based fishing vessels have been detained by the Irish Naval Service for alleged fishing offences in the Celtic Sea off the south coast. The Irish Times is reporting that the Ellie William Butler Yeats detained the two vessels approximately 75 nautical miles southeast of Cork Harbour. It's understood the vessels were fishing for prawn and whitefish when they were detained just before midday yesterday. The finance minister says he's confident there'll be a strong recovery from the financial implications of COVID. That's despite warnings that GDP won't return to pre-COVID levels until 2022. This morning, Pascal Donoghue chaired his first in-person meeting of the influential Eurogroup. Following the meeting, he said recovery will be difficult, but he believes it can be achieved.
There will be no sudden stop, no policy cliff edge, and overall budgetary policy will continue to support the economy. And this consensus gives me confidence that we can build an inclusive and strong recovery.
Well, the government message needs to be made clear when it unveils its plans on living with COVID-19. That's according to Sinn Féin. A 6 to 9 month roadmap is to be unveiled next week, including plans to rate counties on the prevalence of the virus. A decision on restrictions in Dublin, meanwhile, has been delayed until next week. But TD Ona Brin believes this is just adding to confusion.
People will be reading leaks from MFET in the media today. They'll be hearing about delays and they just won't know what's going on. And again, this has been a feature of the government's handling. So what we want is clarity. What we want is certainty. But what we also want is ramping up of testing, tracing and isolation. And the sooner we have all of that, the better.
The Agriculture Minister says he wants serial testing at meat processing plants to resume as soon as possible. It was suspended on Tuesday because of a big increase in demand for tests in the community. So far, 15,000 tests have been carried out in meat plants, which employ around 50,000 people across the country. The HSE intends to resume the mass testing next week. Speaking at an Agriculture Science Association conference today, Minister Charlie McConnellogue says he's hopeful that will be the case.
There's a meeting ongoing now this afternoon as well to decide when the serial testing can commence. I hope it can commence very, very soon. I think it is important that it happens, and it's important we take every precaution we can. Obviously, it is a matter for the HSE to decide how best to use the resources. I think an important part of that is that we ensure the serial testing recommences very, very quickly now and continues.
Donegal TD is calling on the government to clearly outline how it intends to address the backlog in cancer screening and treatment services. Deputy Padraig McLaughlin was speaking after a Sinn Féin Dáil motion on the issue was defeated last evening. Deputy McLaughlin says they were seeking increased funding to enable cancer screening to operate at full capacity in a COVID environment, as well as a full review of the National Cancer Strategy. He says having voted against the Sinn Féin motion, government representatives must now outline their alternatives.
If you look at cervical check, breast check, bowel screen, huge delays across all of those systems. To us, there needs to be an urgent review of the National Cancer Strategy, and of course there has to be huge additional resources to we get this back on track again.
The emphasis has been on COVID for the past number of months, and the fear has been that other areas such as screening, as you've said there, are being put to one side to an extent that could have long-term consequences, and now you believe is we can't really let that happen for much longer.
No, I know from my own constituency office we're dealing with very large numbers of concerned people. I mean, we had 100% capacity health service. We had problems in trolleys, delays, waiting lists before COVID happened. But we've also seen that if you invest in the health service and you put extra investment, we learned that from this crisis, you can respond. And we now need to urgently catch up in terms of the issue of cancer screening. And we need to get it back on track because the consequences, I don't think I need to spell out.
Were any alternatives offered in the Dáil when your motion was spoken to by those in the government?
No, we feel what we got were reassurances as they would see it. But the bottom line is you need to have a recruitment plan, a financial plan. You clearly need to provide more than the normal resources here because of the huge backlogs and delays, and we just are not reassured in that. So we're saying to, you know, the two Donegal TDs who are in the government, they need to outline and reassure the people of Donegal, if they're rejecting our proposals, what are they going to do about it?
Deputy Patrick McLaughlin. Meanwhile, independent Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle is calling for a major funding injection into mental health services in the upcoming budget. In its pre-budget submission, Mental Health Reform is seeking an additional €80 million into the health service to help the system cope with what's been described as increasing demands for treatment as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. Deputy Thomas Pringle told the Dáil it's vital that the government react.
And it's shown that they're badly wanting, as if we didn't need to know that. We knew that before this crisis, before January this year, because mental health services have always been at the very end of this, and the least thought of our mental, of our health service system as a whole. So I think it's vitally important, and I'd just like to focus on the mental health reform pre-budget submission, I think, which other members have mentioned here tonight, which is vitally important, which is calling for €80 million to be invested this year in terms of in the budget, which isn't very much in terms of a 16 or 17 billion euro health budget overall, so it's very little. I'd like to see it being actually delivered. We'll have to wait and see whether that'll happen or not, and I think that's going to be telling.
A senior figure with Pieta House says they're endeavouring to restore face-to-face sessions at their Letterkenny facility as quickly as possible. Speaking last evening to mark World Suicide Prevention Day, Pieta's advocacy manager, Tom McAvoy, said the organisation is absolutely committed to maintaining its Donegal base and restoring all services there. Mr McAvoy told Highland Radio News there has been an increase in demand for support over the course of the COVID-19 pandemic, and he said that's been reflected in the North West.
There can be raised anxiety around these days. The opportunity is there to look for professional help through Pieta and through other great organisations in your local area. We have a great support base in the North West region. We just couldn't continue working in the area without that community support. Unfortunately, due to COVID, our face-to-face therapy had to cease for the time being, and we are endeavouring to continue with that service as soon as we possibly can. In the meantime, people in the North West can connect with Pieta through our 1800 247 247, or simply by texting HELP, H-E-L-P, to 51444.
And in terms of the North West and the centre in Letterkenny, there have, as you're well aware, been conversations about that and some concerns about whether it has a long-term future. The response from Pieta at the time was it definitely has, and from your point of view, that remains the case.
Absolutely. We have committed to reopening all our centres, and especially in the North West, as soon as we physically can. We never wished to cease our North West centre. In fact, we're doing some work at the moment in assessing how we can bring clients through the doors in Letterkenny.
Danske Bank is to close its branch in Strabane later this year. The bank intends to shut down on the 4th of December. West Tyrone MLA Daniel McCrossan says it's a devastating blow for the entire community. He says while guarantees have been given that no jobs will go, staff and customers should have been consulted.
Close without any consultation with staff or indeed with customers and the wider Strabane public, people who've relied heavily on that service for many years and who've supported and been loyal to the bank for a lifetime.
What is the situation in terms of staff employed there? Are they going to lose their jobs or be redeployed elsewhere?
At the present time, the bank has said that those staff will not lose their jobs, but this is obviously a fluid situation. Whilst I welcome the reassurance in that regard that there'll be no immediate job losses, there still remains considerable questions around the future access to financial services for places like Strabane.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny, where you'll find all the leading brands and running footwear from top names like Brooks, Asics and New Balance, in store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
16 minutes past 5 o'clock and we say good evening to Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We start with cross-channel soccer, and Leeds United manager Marcelo Bielsa has signed a one-year contract until the end of the current season. The Argentine guided them to their first promotion to the top flight in 16 years recently. Leeds kick off their Premier League campaign tomorrow against Liverpool. The Reds were 18 points clear of the pack as they romped to the title last season. But Liverpool boss Jurgen Klopp is expecting a difficult opening test against the newly promoted side.
The style they play will suit them even more for the Premier League than it did for the Championship. 100% they can be and will be very, very, very uncomfortable to play against. I was for sure not on the top 10 on my lists for playing Leeds on the first match day. They were like, hey, God. But that's how it is, and I'm really excited about it.
The action gets underway in the Championship tonight as well. Watford are taking on Middlesbrough, and that one starts at 7.45. Well, in the SSE or Trusty League Premier Division this evening, Bohemians take on Waterford at Dalymount Park from 5.45, and Dundalk meet Shelburne at Oriel Park. That one starts at 8. No game for Harps tonight, but they do play Derry City in a derby on Sunday at Finn Park. We'll have full live match commentary from that Premier Division clash on our website, highlandradio.com, and then full second half commentary on air after the Championship semi-final on Sunday. Harps go into the game off the back of a 3-1 defeat at Sligo last Monday. Ryan Ferry of the Donegal News says there is three big points on offer this coming weekend against their neighbours.
They are three massive points. You know, and it's a blow that the game is behind closed doors, I think, because, you know, Harps have had a decent enough record against Derry and Finn Park over the last couple of years. And, you know, the home support played a big role in that. And to not have that this week, you know, it's probably not as daunting of a trip for Derry. You're looking at the games coming up the next few weeks. They've Shelburne and they've Cork. They're big, big games. It would be great if they could get a victory this week. This Sunday against Derry, to really go into those games and try and start getting points on the table, because, you know, there's not that many games left in the season. I think we're down possibly to the last eight now, Oisín. So, you know, if Harps are going to try and pull off the escape and get away from the automatic relegation spot, which they have done in the past, and Ollie Horgan knows how to do it, but they need to start picking up victories. And I think they will have identified this game against Derry as one where they can pick up 3 points.
There's a number of big cup finals taking place locally this weekend. It starts tomorrow with the Voodoo Venue Cup decider. Glencar Celtic are playing KGU Rovers. That one kicks off in Ballyar at 1.30. And Inishowen at McGinn Park in Buncrana. The Buncrana Credit Union Cup final is at 2.30 tomorrow afternoon. Alia, who are the Premier Division champions, are taking on a Clonmany Shamrock side who are going for a quadruple. Clonmany have already won the First Division, the Father O'Gara Cup and the Charlie O'Donnell Cup. The Buncrana Credit Union Cup decider will bring an end to the season in Inishowen. And the Brian McCormick Cup final is also on at the weekend. Capri Rovers will take on Kildrum Tigers. That game kicks off at 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. And Gaelic Games, the Donegal Senior Championship continues this weekend with semi-finals Saturday and Sunday. The first of the last four encounters sees Kilcare against Gweedore tomorrow evening at the O'Donnell Park. Sports editor of the Donegal Democrat, Peter Campbell, feels Kilcare could have enough up top to make up for last year's defeat.
Kilcare have forwards that have to be marked. That's probably where their strong point is from number eight upwards. And, you know, if they have enough of the ball, you would think that they would probably be stronger. They got caught last year by 3 goals. And, you know, that if they have learned a lesson from that, they might be just a little bit stronger than Gweedore this year, who have been struggling to, you know, struggled. McCool's gave them a game on two occasions, and they were very, very lucky to get out of it on Sunday afternoon.
Well, the second semi-final is on Sunday at 4.30 in Ballybuffet. The holders and defending champions Niamh Connell are taking on their old rival St Unions. The big question going into this game is, will Kieran Thompson be fit for Niamh Connell?
Niamh Connell, you know, they haven't met a top team so far. And now whether that will be a disadvantage, we won't really know until Sunday evening. I think what will be more important for them is whether Kieran Thompson will be fit to play. They have a very, very strong panel, but whether they have somebody of the calibre, you know, to fit into the shoes of Kieran Thompson, if he's carrying an injury, I can't see them starting him. So, you know, that creates a problem for them. It's going to be an intriguing game. I feel that St Unions have advanced this year, probably maybe more than any of the teams of the top four. They have great players all over the field, and even losing Conor Morrison doesn't seem to have affected them. All around, they're becoming a formidable team, and I think this year that they have got the best out of their panel. The quality of that game is probably slightly ahead of the other semi-final at this stage. You know, if you were rating the teams, you probably would be 1-2 for that semi-final and 3-4 for the other.
And there's more from Peter Campbell with his thoughts ahead of the big semi-finals at senior and intermediate level, available now in the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. He was speaking last night on the Score programme, and that is available now for playback. And we will, of course, have live commentary from both matches this weekend, those two big semi-finals, Kilcar against Gweedore tomorrow, starting at 5:30. I'll be joined by Martin McHugh in the commentary position. And then on Sunday, Niamh Connell against St Unions, as from 4:30, full match commentary on Highland as well. Martin McHugh and Brendan Kilcoyne will be the commentary team for those games. We'll also have updates on Sunday with Tom Comack from Clohanilly against Buncrana. That's the second Donegal Intermediate Championship semi-final, while Arua Ballyshannon are playing at Niamh Columba in the other semi, and that one starts at 1 o'clock in Killybegs. Under the hurling front, and there's a number of big deciders across the northwest this weekend. The Tyrone Senior Hurling Championship finals on tomorrow at Healy Park in Oma. Aaron Ogue of Carrickmore are taking on Dungannon. That one starts at 5. And then on Sunday at 2 o'clock at Celtic Park, it's the Derry Senior Hurling Championship decider. The old rivals of Kevin Lynch's will take on Slochneil. In golf, Shane Lowry will tee off his second round at the Safeway Open from 4 under par later. Seamus Power will have work to do to make the cut. He begins from 3 over. Scotland's Russell Knox is the man to catch at Silverado. He sits on 9 under par. In tennis, the men's US Open semi-finals will be contested later. Alexander Zverev takes on Pablo Carreño Busta, while Dominic Thiem is up against Danny Medvedev. And finally, on the athletics front, the Northern Ireland and Ulster Senior Track and Field Championships will see action this evening and tomorrow. It's also incorporating under-18s and under-20s, and there's quite a few Northwest athletes who are heading to Belfast to the Mary Peters Track in the hope of bringing back titles and medals back home to Donegal. Well, that's it from the sports desk for today. Chris Ashmore will have Saturday sport tomorrow afternoon. Usual throw-in time just after the two news. Donal.
Gurum hagad ashin agus anish anuacht a leav ag colum ferreter.
Fríos cialti ar Highland Radio. Tanis gémana jontish colum cille fógríhe ag fáras ní gilige agus oscailte anish lehae iritis. Is féidir iritis a yenu ar ócadí a winnin le comorú colum cille fúin scém mion jontas colum cille fíhe fíhe a curran chanskanaf na cófhártiocht le halabin chuncin. Is féidir curastiahar ar an scém Amar bí, níl sprict atar bí a gheist, agus cairtar fáil tú rive iarithis chug báta a dád an scéim jontas colum cille rive a dárna le jeg den bhí jerú fóhar. Un mín an dolog a rai bé chomarú ar míle cúig chéad bliana ó rogu níh colum cille chun fásacht ar éireacht níh colum cille a arbert go háirithe idir éire agus alabin. Tá imeachtaí líonra leitre cenan fógríthe agus tá ar a tríolás fiadam mí man an óhars tá cuasa jai seartan i gélige ar lína cartha ar fáil ag an líonra agus bé ithe arneal an comai i gcodjarta an údars Francis MacAward faoi agalamh a chíomh ní cahal le ceoltarí áitiúla agus bé sin beo ar lína comai ag a 8 clog seartan inniu orta le jeag de mí man an óhar teiliú ólais ag an síomh líonra le se cenan bunk IE. Agus tá sé fógríthe ag Catherine Martin teachta dála ara gealtachta agus go bhfuil an plán teanga le se cenan i chun de thuna nál cadaithe faoin prósis plána le teanga rud a agan go bhfuil sé aithanta mar bhála seirbhís a gealtachta dógur siad chomh maith go mbeidh ealantas bliantúil suas le 8 milli euro curtha ar fáil faoin prósis chun tacú le curaí bhaim an plán. Bainthar leas as an ealantas chun áfige plána le teanga a ástú le codjú le feimnú an plán teanga don bhála. Dúirt an ara go raibh sí sásta tréasta leis an agraíocht líonar le tú cheannan agus le bhaintear an bhála go generalta as an méid atá déanta chun an plán a thuirt go cion scríbe. Sin má chuid sé eile go léir slán agus bannacht.
Go raibh agus colm agus anois on I'm Sure tonight and this evening will be mainly dry with clear spells and scattered showers. Lowest temperatures 8 to 11 degrees Celsius tonight, moderate to fresh at times, gusty southwest winds. A bright start to the day tomorrow with sunny spells and occasional showers, but cloud will build from the southwest with a band of rain approaching through the afternoon and evening. Indeed, a yellow rain warning coming into effect in Donegal and some northwest counties tomorrow afternoon as well. The rain will become heavy and persistent at times, in moderate to fresh west to southwest gusty breezes. Highest temperatures tomorrow Saturday of 15 to 17 degrees Celsius. And that's Highland Radio News. Main stories in brief, and points for most college courses have increased compared to last year. 53,000 people have been receiving round one CAO offers across the country this afternoon. Letterkenny Institute of Technology has published its points requirements. You can see all the points requirements for LYIT on our website, highlandradio.com. Micheál Martin has hit back at internal criticism from a number of his TDs, including the Fianna Fáil Sligo leader from South Donegal TD, Mark McSharry. Micheál Martin says he is working effectively as Taoiseach. The Foreign Affairs Minister, Simon Coveney, says it's still possible for the EU to agree a very basic trade agreement with the UK. And a 41-year-old man has been convicted of the murder of father of five and Strabane native Michael Barr in the Sunset House pub in Dublin. The murder happened some years ago. We're back with news at 6. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 11th of September. The death has taken place of Hugh O'Donnell, Bridgend. Removal from McLaughlin's funeral home this evening at 7 o'clock, going to his residence. Funeral from there at 20 to 12 on Sunday morning, going to St Mary's Oratory, Buncrana, for Requiem Mass at half past 12, followed by burial in Cockhill Cemetery. Due to HSE and government guidelines, the wake and funeral are private to family and close friends only, please. Requiem Mass can be viewed on webcam access through churchservices.tv/Cockhill, choosing the mobile option. The death has occurred of Bernadette Lynch, Carrickmore, St Johnson. Due to HSE and government guidelines, the wake and funeral are private to family and close friends only, please. Her remains are en route to her late residence. Funeral from there on Sunday at 20 past 12, going to St Bathan's Church, St Johnson, for Requiem Mass at 1 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the local St Vincent de Paul branch, care of any family member, or Kelly Funeral Directors, Oakfield, Rafoe. And the death has taken place of Mary McCarran, Sapa, Muff. Requiem Mass tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock in St Patrick's Church, Ishkeheen, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. In compliance with HSE and government guidelines, the wake and Requiem Mass are for family only, please. Mary's Requiem Mass can be viewed on MCN Media, Ishkeheen. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to St Patrick's Church, Ishkeheen, care of any family member, or Murphy Funeral Directors.